You're listening to the NASM CPT Podcast with Rick Ritchie, winner of the ShareCare Emmy Award for Social Storytelling and the official podcast of the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to the NASM CPT Podcast. My name is Rick Ritchie, and today I'm going to reach into the mailbag because I got an excellent email that I think is very relatable to so many people. With somebody who's a little nervous getting started as a personal trainer. So let me start with the email, and then I'll throw in a little one of my stories when I first started training back in the day, and then we'll talk it out and see if we can help you be maybe a little less nervous as you get into it. So the email says, "Good evening, Dr. Ritchie. My name is Shannon. I am newly certified personal trainer with NASM. I've been keeping this info mostly quiet to give myself time to learn more and maybe start with group fitness since I'm more familiar and still have a full-time job, trying to switch back to a full-time career in fitness. Well, I decided to open my big mouth today and got an immediate client. I don't feel at all prepared. I haven't been able to breathe since I left work. I passed all my certification exams first try, but still feel terribly inadequate, especially in the area of weight loss. Head knowledge is very different from application. I listen to your podcast on imposter syndrome and relate all too well. I'm sure you get this question all the time, but I could really use some rational advice. Any advice on anything would be greatly appreciated. I want to be fair to my client. Did I mention that I am terrified? Thanks for considering my question, Shannon." Well, Shannon, let's jump into this. First of all, I wasn't nervous when I first started training and I didn't know anything. I was ready. I was like, let's just work out and have fun. And I think that maybe there's something to that, working out and having fun. But I think it was maybe my third client that when I started at the gym in February of 2002, and we would do free sessions for people when they signed up. And anyway, I think it was the third complimentary session that I did was with a physician. And I found out that they were a doctor prior to me going into it. I was so nervous. Oh, Shannon, I was so nervous. I was like, there's no way. I don't know enough. This doctor's going to know everything and I'm not going to know anything. And then we're going to try to do stuff and the doctor's going to be like, you sure that's going to be what it is? Are you sure you're supposed to do that? Wow, those were all made up stories in my head. They were all made up stories. And I can assure you they were made up because I tried to sound super smart. And this physician had no idea what I was talking about. And really, like, this person doesn't know anything about deadlifts or squats or RDLs or hip thrusters or bridges or tempo and push-ups and range of motion and how to exercise maybe on their own, hence why they came to me and maybe also why they're coming to you. So you definitely have a heads up when it comes to this. So as we jump into this, when I have a list of several things that I just want to run by you, Shannon, and for the rest of you that are new and nervous, first off, number one, train yourself. And I know that you may do that, but while you're training yourself, think about what you're doing to yourself. Sometimes we just go on automatic, but you got to be on a program yourself. Maybe do the OPT model yourself, on yourself, so that you are like, okay, now I have direction. Thank you, OPT model. Now I have education, NASM. Now I'm putting it together and applying it to myself. And so now I have an understanding. And once I have this understanding, then I feel more comfortable and confident when I go out and start to apply that to other people. I think the other thing that should be done also, so this is number two, first, train yourself. Two, practice writing programs. Practice writing workouts out. So one of the reasons we get so nervous is because we're not sure what to do with people, but a lot of times we're not sure what to do with people because we haven't practiced putting programs down. So in our head, everything gets muddied. Everything is confused. What about this? What about this? And we get all these whatabouts that if we just write it down, we can create a much clearer path onto what it is that we want to do. And if they have a particular goal, then we can start incorporating things that better gear and aim our workout towards that particular goal. And you mentioned particularly weight loss. So with that, I'll get into that as the last thing that I want to talk about. So number two, practice writing your programs. Number three, train other people, train your friends and family, train people for free if you have the ability to do that and people have got the time and they're willing to work with you. And you're going to be at the gym, work out with a workout buddy and say, hey, these are the workouts that I put together for us. Let me put together this week's workout. So you're going to work and train with friends and family, people who are not going to judge you harshly, people who are likely to give you feedback that maybe you don't want to hear, but maybe you should hear, because they're the ones that are going to be more likely to give that feedback. Now, with that being said, I've also trained significant others and early on my wife when we were dating, and she's awful, as they've all been, because they exercised on their own. And when I say things, they will give me a what about this, what about that, this is what I like to do, this is what I like to do. And at some point, I was just like, then do what you like to do. You don't need a trainer. And so sometimes it can be more challenging to work with friends and family, noted, but also it's a good opportunity for you to be able to field some questions when you get the what about, or why are we doing this, or what does that mean? And I get a clicking here and I get a thing here, and people ask you these questions and it's okay to be like, I don't know what that clicking is. Does it hurt? All right, let's work around it or keep going. So just be aware that you're going to get some feedback from friends and family, but it helps you get your reps in. Number four, I think you should be okay with being nervous. You got to be okay with being nervous. That's fine, because you're going to be nervous. You clearly are nervous. You either work through it or you don't do it. And I think that, like many trainers who have been in the business for a very long time, if I look back at some of my early workouts that I did with people, I'd be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did that. I know you don't want to be that person, but we all are that person. We all look back and are a little surprised that we used to focus on this or do these exercises, and how ridiculous was that? That maybe that happens, maybe that doesn't happen. But one thing that isn't going to happen is learning. And that's number five. You need to learn from what you do well, and you need to learn from your mistakes. Well, how do I know what I do well? I don't know. You got to train somebody and find that out, because I guarantee whatever you do well, you're going to do a lot more well than mistakes that you've made. The only thing that I concern myself, if you're a new trainer and you're working with a new client, is pushing too hard too fast. Not did I give them enough, but did I push them too much and now they're sore for 14 days and they never want to see you again. So what is my experience? Well, my experience, and I know this because I've just done it so much, when people are new to exercise, I have a very good feel for how much they can do to just maybe be a little bit sore, but not too sore. And that is valuable, and that's something that you'll learn over time. But I will say this, better to be not too sore and then your client to be like, I think we can push a little harder, than for them to be too sore and say, I think that maybe the gym's not a place for me. So I want you to learn from what you do well, and I want you to learn from your mistakes. But I will say, it is hard to learn from inaction. It's hard to learn from doing nothing. It is the application of your knowledge. Now, you have the knowledge in your head. You're going to practice writing it down on paper. You're going to practice writing out workouts. You're going to practice with friends and family. You're going to practice on yourself. You're going to be nervous. And you're going to learn from what you did well. And you're going to learn from your mistakes. And it's better to have those mistakes on yourself and friends and family than with a new client. So see if we can kind of create this ecosystem around you starting your training. All right. And then I'm going to say number six out of seven. So number six is give a great experience. It's not just about the workout. You're going to have workout ideas, things written down already, maps on where you can go with this person. That's fantastic. But you need to be engaging. You need to be interested. You need to be kind. You need to be attentive. You need to be present. You need to listen. And as I've said multiple times on the podcast, you need to do what you can and not what you can't. And there are a lot of people out there trying to do things that they can't do. They're doing things that they're not comfortable with. They're doing things in the training session that you go, this is what I would do, but are they expecting me to do this? And if they're expecting me to do this, then maybe I should change the things I'm comfortable with and that I know and that I'm familiar with. I'm not saying don't learn. I am saying you take on the clients and you guide them through your area of expertise, your specialty, your familiarity, and then learn more, do better, grow, experience more, and make progress. But you've already practiced these things on yourself and around with others, and you have to start applying. And you got to not continue to compare yourself to others. So if you go back, Shannon, as we talked about in that episode of imposter syndrome, don't compare yourself to others. Go in and do well what you do best. Now, the other thing, and this is the seventh and final one, and you mentioned especially weight loss. And I get that, because here's the problem is personal training in the gym is not great for weight loss. It's not. It is very good at helping with weight loss, but it is not the answer to weight loss. In fact, we know that diet and exercise, it's an energy imbalance that we're looking for. And most dietary restrictions, dietary changes, limiting some of the high calorically dense food, low nutrient food, ultra processed food, all those things, doesn't mean don't have them. It's just how much are you having in your diet? What are the conversations you can have with your client? This may be something that if you're interested in doing more with weight loss, maybe you go and look at getting the certified nutrition coach specialization through NASM, which is a great coaching tool. But also know that most benefits come by coupling the dietary changes with physical activity. But here's the thing, and this is why it's important. You eat multiple times a day. They maybe work out with you once, twice, if you are lucky, three times a week. What are they doing outside of that? I think one of the biggest coaching tools that you can use with your clients is, it's not whether or not they're working out more without you. It's how active are they without you? How much standing versus sitting is going on? How much walking versus standing is going on? So we know that regular physical activity is valuable for weight loss. I didn't say regularly working out. Regular physical activity. So moving more, sitting less. It's incredibly vague. I get that. But if you can be more active through the day, you're going to burn more calories throughout the day just doing light activities like standing more often, pacing maybe while you're taking phone calls, walking around, taking the stairs. The small things that you think don't add up so much more than the 1 hour workout of high intensity work that you did. Because that's 1 hour versus multiple hours throughout the day of regular movement, and those calories that you get through the regular movement throughout the other hours in the day are far more calories than you burn in the 1 hour workout. So be aware of that and focus on that. So let me run back through these again. For those of you who are new or not new and nervous about training some of the clients, number one, train yourself. Number two, practice writing your programs out. Number three, work and train your friends and family. Number four, be okay with being nervous. Number five, Learn from what you do well and learn from your mistakes, but it is hard to learn from inaction. Number six, give them a great experience, not just a great workout. Give them a great experience. They like being around you. You're fun. You're engaging. You help them feel like they can accomplish something. If you can be that person, you can make them want to come back to the gym. You're hitting home runs every time. And number seven, when it comes to weight loss, it is not necessarily about the workout. It is about the activity done throughout the day and about their diet. So considering maybe the wellness coaching certification or the NASM certified nutrition coach as two options that NASM has to help further your knowledge and your ability to have those communications and conversations with people. Very good. Thanks for listening, y'all. I appreciate it. If you've got questions like Shannon does, and Shannon, I hope you found this helpful along with everybody else listening, you can reach out to me. You can hit me up on Instagram at dr.rickritchie or email me at rick.ritchie@nasm.org. Y'all keep inspiring people to fitness. Be out there. Just go and work with those clients and give them life when they're at the gym. Make them want to be there with you. Keep going on with those inspirations. Y'all inspire me. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Like, share, subscribe, let your friends and family know about the podcast and make sure that we are continuing to grow this thing. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. This has been the NASM CPT Podcast.